This recent news item of yet another leading university like Northwestern to bow to the gay activists by changing the school restrooms into gender-open restrooms is a sick sign of one more nail in America's coffin. America is a nation who has turned her back on God and who has quickly filled her cup of iniquity through gross evil and perversion. Our nation's first universities were training grounds for ministry and the spread of the gospel. This was true of Princeton, Harvard, and Yale. They were God-centered in their curriculum and God-honoring in their purpose. But now they each mock God and dishonor Him. And this latest news about Northwestern University going to a gender-open restroom policy is clear evidence, friends, that a morally sick culture will eventually implode from within. This was the case with ancient Rome and with ancient Greece. Years ago, when I visited the city of Ephesus and toured the ancient ruins, my tour guide showed me the public brothel sat opposite the city's library, and when men of the learning left the library, they crossed the street to visit the prostitutes in the brothel, and the revenue from the brothel helped support the city in their growing wickedness, which eventually ended with their ultimate destruction. You go walk through Ephesus today, friend. Ephesus was a hotbed of perversion, and it is a rubble of ruins today. America is a hotbed of perversion, and she soon will be a rubble of ruins as well, as no nation can openly mock God and get away with it indefinitely, for the God of the Bible will not tolerate sin. Sin cost Him His precious Son, and the Son of God, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, shed His very blood on a cruel cross because of sin. The nation that promotes sin and hates God will surely be destroyed, as ancient Sodom and Gomorrah stand as examples to us today. To ignore history, to shun the clear warnings of Scripture, is to court disaster by an offended deity and sovereign king who will and must punish sin. For the Word of God declares that a people without vision will perish. The following passage from the book of Jeremiah gives clear warning to our condition in America as it describes a nation thoroughly corrupt. Here now is the Word of God as read from Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 3 through 9. They have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. I will get me unto the great men, and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord, and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke, and burst the bonds. Wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evenings shall spoil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Every one that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, and their backslidings are increased. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods, when I had fed them to the full. They then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. They were as fed horses in the morning, every one neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord, and shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Listen, friends, a sick culture is a self-breeding ground. It's self-breeding and it's growing evils, and soon its perverting influence will permeate a nation to such an alarming degree that all that remains for that nation is destruction. God will not be mocked.